And so it's because they've taken what is essentially a British story and replaced the characters with non-British people, and especially and not even people at all. That is why, on cultural grounds, I will not watch The Muppets Christmas Carol. And to generations of people who had to study his work at for English.
Well, the thing is, though, David, you complain about that. I remember studying The Signalman, so I ain't complaining about that. The Signalman is top-tier ghost story.
Yeah, 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 it's not bad. But, you know...
Not bad, David. We covered this in season one. I think I know you we need did, yeah. to say it's a tour de force of the spooky realm.
Oh, below there!
But there's still Mr. Jumpleberry and Mrs. Has It Large and other things.
Has It Large? What is this, Kevin and Perry? I don't know how many people are going to get a Kevin and Perry reference, but...
They're going to be very... Well, I don't know, actually. You never know. I suppose we have a certain niche in terms of our audience. And talking about our audience, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Happy festive season. Hope you're having a lovely time.
As the sun sets on 2023.
Yep.
We look forward to what I'm sure will be a year of joy, spookiness, and nothing bad happening.
Absolutely. Set aim our sights high, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Within our sphere of influence, I think.
This is true. This is true. And tell me, Mark, why is it that we are coming to the listeners this year without a ghost story at Christmas?
So, David, you know in A Muppet's Christmas Carol?
No.
Yeah, well, one day you might. Me, both myself and the majority of our listeners hope that this will change. Beaker and Professor Honeydew approach Scrooge to ask him for a donation. Now, I know this is a scene in the original story, but it's just much more fun to make it felt. People have their debts to Scrooge. This David, I'm losing it. Help me. Help me. Say something witty. Swoop in and say something witty to save me. You know what, listeners? This is meant to be a bit of an update, and it's just become David's Muppet phobia.
I don't have Muppet phobia. I just know what I like.
You don't mind Muppets as long as they don't rub it in your face.
I just don't want to see them parading through the streets and 24/7 on my TV. Not that I have a TV, but...
Muppet Pride Parade. We're here, David, because of financial need. No, I mean, well, what it was, David, is yes, I had long intended for season three to have a mid-season break for... Honestly, you know, the production is tough on most people who work on the show. Mm-hmm. And, like Atlas, I have the weight of
the podcast on your shoulders. Yes.
Indeed. But sometimes it feels more like Prometheus and there is
an eagle eating your liver.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I'm sure there are... No, let's not go there. I was going
to
talk about...
But you do feel like you have brought something important to the human race, which is why you bring in Prometheus, of course.
That's right.
It's not quite fire, but it is the light and the warmth of atmospheric storytelling.
Pleasing terrors. That's right. Oh, David. Pleasing terrors. There's a reason we work together. I pitch the ball and you just knock it out of the park because us two natural sportsmen, this analogy is very fitting.
We are totally, yeah. I play sports more than I watch them on Christmas Carol. But yes, so you were saying that you'd long planned a mid-season
break.
Thank you,
yeah. So we normally have a... well, I had intended on a mid-season break, and my intention was to end that season rather appropriately at Christmas with an M.R. James adaptation. And what an adaptation it is. However, as you have so rightly pointed out, it is not in the in the feeds.
So while the spirit was willing, unfortunately the funding was weak. The pocket was weak, sorry.
Yeah, and immediately I want to address the generosity of our listeners.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Our Ko-fi supporters who have doggedly stayed through, who have either dropped in a few pounds occasionally or those on a regular basis. There is the cadre of Patreon members who are giving every month, and we are so, so, so grateful for all of that. Mm-hmm. And we remain utterly committed to bringing you art, whatever your financial situation.
Absolutely. You know, you have to be what you want to see in the world. I know that sounds a little cheesy, but it's true.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, capitalism doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. I'm still waiting for that trickle down, you know?
Yes, as is most of the rest of the population, maybe 99%.
Yeah, the population is just there looking up, mouths open, just...
Yeah. But it's that champagne glass at the top just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger for some reason, rather than they're overflowing. Yeah. But anyway. So what we want to do is to continue to bring you the rest of season three after our mid-season break. To do this, we do need to keep the funds coming in because, unfortunately, Mark cannot continue working for free.
Mm.
You should see all the scars that I have created on his back, but he is now getting to a point where he is so willful, he is actually saying no.
Boundaries, listeners, boundaries.
You're editing this, you can cut it out.
No, I mean, it is good to have boundaries and say, you can no longer whip me.
Yes, it is. But in order to inspire you to help us to fund the rest of the season, we thought that we would dangle a few tidbits in front of you just so that you can get excited about the forthcoming six episodes.
Absolutely, because they're all in various stages of production. Some of them are basically ready to be gift-wrapped and presented to you, and others are still in the very exciting casting and recording phase, which is one of my favorite phases, frankly. One of them, which is still being written, actually, but that's because I had a very good idea. So good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So how many are you going to be writing, Mark Nixon?
I mean, that's a tricky one when we're adapting. Well, David has he's showing me four in his hand. But you're including the adaptation.
I am including the adaptation. So I suppose, yeah, you're doing two of them.
Yes, indeed. So as I said, there was going to be an M.R. James story. And indeed, listeners, we'll be bringing you Count Magnus, which is a bloody... It's one of... I mean, I don't know. James's, they're all... To me, they're all great. some of them... I don't know. It's like a good album,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's going to be some hits on there, the ones that you love that maybe not everyone else loves. And even the dud at the end or something, it's still a good one.
Oh, you got to finish on a banger, though, don't you? In an album.
Yeah. Surely M.R. James is the Actung baby of the ghost story.
So, what?
David, Actung baby is one of U2's best records. And if there's one thing I've learned, David, it's being a U2 fan is a popular stance to take in this day and age.
And has everyone forgotten when U2 forced us to listen to one of their albums on any Apple product?
Now, Bono has apologized for that on his recent memoir, David.
Oh, good. Bad time.
They were so desperate to be relevant. But enough about Bono.
Yes.
So
we've got our M.R. James adaptation of Count Magnus. We've obviously got, we have another Troughton story that will be finishing off the season.
Yes, absolutely. And I am unbelievably excited for this one. This is a feature-length episode of Troughton in the United States.
Oh! Does he wear a Stetson now?
He does not wear a Stetson now, but if you listen carefully right now, David, you can hear the national anthem playing right now.
It's so stirring.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, Troughton in America, and that's kind of all I can tell you. Mm. Because there is an unbelievably exciting hook to that. Mm-hmm. If you are interested and fancy to gander at the Patreon, the secret is there. Patreons already know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is a reason why. Thankfully, everyone else is also very excited about this story as well. But yes, that is a feature-length story. David, it's actually, that episode is all recorded, and it is about 60% completed. It's such a big episode, David, that when I make another episode, I'll then do a little bit of the finale to do. And currently, David, it is looking like the finale will be 2 hours long.
Wow!
Yes,
2 hours long. So that is... all the more reason to get the last half of this season funded so we can get to it quicker.
Absolutely. And also, David, the patrons get these episodes what will now be a week early as well.
A whole week earlier?
It was 2 days. We've increased it to a week, David, because that's business.
Oh, that is business.
Yes.
And they will get all of that hype.
They will.
And they will be able to sustain the hype for that whole week so that then there's the amount of FOMO that the normal listeners will have by that point is going to be overwhelming.
To maintain the level of hype over a week is easily done. There was a surprise musical number in Alan Wake 2. I still haven't gotten over it. You know, it's fine. Yeah.
Excellent. And you're doing another adaptation as
Correctamundo.
Well.
Correctamundo. I'm not saying that word again.
Hooda man?
Physics. Anyway, yes. So people have long asked for H.P. Lovecraft, and I thought, which one isn't shit? And I found one. No, but we're doing The Color Out of Space, a Ooh. Story all about what you can see.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
Putting it into, but honestly, it's Lovecraft is very, I would say, the hit or miss author. And mm-hmm. this is definitely one of the hits, and I am adapting it in ways that will make him spin, hopefully.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. And the final one of yours is a new story. An original.
This is original. This is a story that came to me quite out of the blue. And I thought, great, that's a fantastic story for season 4. And it would not leave me alone. Every single time I did the dishes or stepped into the shower or drove without a podcast on, the story just wouldn't leave me alone. And it suddenly became quite apparent that it needed to be written and that it actually is a very good fit for season 3 as it fits into my large and sinister plans. This is a story, a totally original story, and it is going to be called The Tides of Men.
Hmm.
I should say that a little more dramatically, like,
The Tides of Men. In a world where there were tides and men, there came The Tides of Men. Coming as soon as the podcast is funded. Please, dear God, fund the show.
Yes, but it's not just me, David. There are other people.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
there's two more slots. So who, tell me, who, which amazing writers have you got?
Well, David, you know, long-standing listeners of the show might be looking around like John Travolta and wondering, where's Gemma Amor? And the answer is, in the latter half of season 3, Gemma has written, and I know, like, I have to say this is her best one yet, because if I said, this is Gemma's second best story, but it's true, listeners, it genuinely is true. This is one of my favorite Gemma Amor stories that I have read, period, and I cannot wait for you to listen to it. And the soundscaping is quite difficult. I have had to invest in some quite fancy sound effects for this one.
Ooh, okay. And what is that one called?
It is called Dreams to Sell.
Ooh.
Hang on, let's do that again.
Dreams to Sell. Coming hopefully soon.
And of course, David, we are also being joined by Gareth David Lloyd.
What? Gareth David Lloyd? The Yanto Jones?
The Yanto Jones. Yeah, God, I'm sure he loves that name just coming after his name every time. For those of you not know, Gareth David Lloyd is a fantastic actor who is best known for appearing in Torchwood, a Doctor Who spin-off. But of course, in two episodes of Doctor Who, Gareth is a filmmaker and writer in his own right, and he has written quite a few audio dramas now for Big Finish. Big Finish are a fantastic but expensive audio drama producer, and you know, they have the license for a lot of Doctor Who. They have the license for Doctor Who audio drama too. So, Big Finish, let me in.
Let us in, thank you.
So yeah, and Gareth has I can't give too much away, David, but it has been a beast of a script. It is it is large in scope and layers, shall we say.
So, beast, large layers. A large layered beast. Or is it a large beast that has a lair?
I think you're going a little too literal in your interpretation.
Right, okay. I thought you were giving me clues, but hey.
No, but what I can tell you is that it's very Welsh.
Very Welsh.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a
I'll brush up on my accent then.
Uh-oh. David, did you read the notes, David?
No. Not yet.
At time of recording, David has got the script, but he's going to have it imminently.
Hooray!
Yeah. So the rest of the season is in various stages of productions, but it's basically good to go in a couple months. Couple months' time, it would be good to go if the funding was secured. But you know, like David said, it's not the most successful way to run a show in capitalism. You know, and all jokes aside, no shade to any other show, but this is just the stance that we want to take. But yes, and It's even hard just getting the word of a show out there. A certain someone has strangled the bird that is Twitter and made it so much harder to get the shows out there and to get it and to have just for word to get out on the show. All these things affect how much money a show can make. Mm-hmm. Less people listening, less people listening to the ads. Mm-hmm. Things like this, for example. So if you are in a position where you can, please do consider supporting to help us continue to give art for free. Mm-hmm. We're not going to just turn around and say, well, we're now putting the episodes behind a paywall. It just means they might not come if we don't get that funding.
Absolutely. So if you can, this festive season and beyond, please do consider either a one-off donation to the Ko-fi or a regular donation via the Patreon. We would be very, very, very grateful. And as we are to everyone who has supported us over the past few years that we've been doing this.
Absolutely. The generosity of many of our listeners is just humbling, frankly. There's no other word for it. It's absolutely wonderful. I remember when we got our first Ko-fi donation that was more than a tenner. And I was like, wow, imagine giving that to a podcast. And now people do that a lot. And it's like so nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, as our show grows, so do our costs. And, you know, a lot of people have worked on the show for free, and that's not fair to keep asking people to do that. So,
And I suppose it is also a tribute to you as a writer and you as a director, which does lead us on to our next small point of business, which is, if you are listening to this before 2024... then please do go along to the Audioverse Awards, where Mark Nixon is up for Best Director for Shadows at the Door.
Oh, shucks.
It's a little podcast that could. So please do consider going along, registering, and throwing him your vote, because he does do a phenomenal amount of work and has himself come on from strength to strength.
Aww.
And he's blushing now. He's pointing daggers at me to say, shut up, you stupid man.
No, I'm hiding behind the pop filter.
There are also loads of other podcasts that you can vote for in there. But for the best director, please do consider making it Mark Nixon as your number one. Because he is my number one.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Well, I don't know what to say to that. If I can either deflect it or just accept it, and I'll just...
You can accept it. It's Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Yeah. Well, it's the end of Advent. Christmas starts on Monday and continues until the 5th of January, which is not something that everyone remembers. It's like it's Christmas right up until the 5th of January. It starts on the 25th. And it's a 12-day festival.
That's the hill David's going to die on?
Yes. And it carries on going until Epiphany.
Any hot takes on how to spell Hanukkah, David?
not my culture. So I'm not wading into that one.
I think there's no one way to spell it.
That makes sense. It's like, how do you spell Shakespeare? Well, he did it several ways, so... I think that basically brings us to the end of our mid-season break hiatus information episode. It really just remains for us to wish you the very, very, very best of the festive season, whatever you're celebrating, or if you're celebrating nothing, then just have a nice time.
Yeah, although what I will say, you know, at the danger of imposing my beliefs onto you listeners and get closer to the mic, not the mic, get closer to the speaker, maybe you should, you know, read some ghost stories or enjoy some of the BBC. Because if you're here, you like ghost stories. Or maybe Doctor Who, and you kind of don't care about a story getting in the way of us talking about it. Who knows? But you're in luck because there's a Doctor Who special on Christmas Day.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Finally back.
Yeah. No, for me, I think Christmas is the spookiest time of year, more so than Halloween. Halloween's for posers. Mm-hmm. Christmas is where the spook really does spook.
That's the hipster spook, is it? Is Christmas?
Yes.
That was spooky before it was famous.
Christmas is the vinyl. I'm done.
Yes.
I'm done. It's been a month, David. Course, there's been a lot going on, and what we forgot to tell you is that we were going to record this a week ago, but we were both loaded with various
with cold.
Colds.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, if you do want to hear our discussion, our rendition of A Christmas Carol that we did last year, was it?
Where Ooh, Christmas Carol, David? I think that was 2 years ago.
Drunk. Blimey, how time flies.
Mm-hmm. And we sing on it. We sing Good King Wenceslas.
Did we? Mm-hmm. I've obviously been to sleep since then. So if you do want to hear that is on Patreon. Do sign up and you can listen to that along with all of the other drunk specials and everything like that.
Yeah, Patreon is the Blu-ray special feature of the feed. You get all of the comedic bonus episodes, including our recent Spooky Exams 2, where David and I crafted a ghost story together live, and it went just about as well as you're imagining right now.
Yeah, it did.
Also, David, the last thing I'll say about the Patreon is there is an incredibly exciting project to be announced in the spring. The patrons will know about it first.
Of course they will. Well, I know about it.
You know about it.
Yeah.
Because you're directly affected by it.
This is true. Yes.
So listeners, we're going to put David in stocks in the middle of a major city, and you can just come and throw whatever you want at him. Not even fruit. Hard things.
A fridge.
Hang on. Only throw fruit at David. He will get hurt. Put that butternut squash down.
Yeah, they can be really hard.
No vegetables. That's a vegetable. Oh no!
Don't throw the pineapples either. Or
that's for the back.
That's true. Yeah. Oh. I wish I could have done that to you before you started saying no. Oh well.
Boundaries, listeners. If there's one thing you take from this, it's have good boundaries in life.
Indeed. And I think we have come up. We are pushing up against the boundary of our time available here.
Absolutely.
So, listeners, thank you once again for supporting us through this year, whether just by listening or by giving us your hard-earned wealth. Thank you again. You are we love each and every single one of you in platonic ways. But we will continue to be spreading all of our pleasing terrors, all of our wonderful ghost stories, and we have so much more to share with you in 2024 and indeed beyond, because listeners, we do have season four beginning to be planned out, and there is stuff already in the pipeline for season four and between the seasons as well.
Because one thing we forgot to mention is in between, we'll be doing them at the Mountains of Madness.
Indeed so. So there you have it, listeners. There is plenty on your plate coming up. So hopefully you'll get over the indigestion of the festive season before starting to imbibe too much more. But yeah, if you are going to visit relatives, just say, you know, smart speaker, play Shadows at the Door, keep it rolling, let it go through the King's Speech, because who wants to listen to that? I don't know, some people might.
No. I slipped Charles some money.
Oh.
Yes, well, this year I'd like you all to listen to Shadows at the Door. Get your best corgi and listen right now. It's very spooky.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. I didn't know you had such an in with the royal family. I'm now going to be looking into your backstory, because I think there's skeletons in that closet.
Do not ask what I was doing in Paris in 1997.
Okay, right.
David, is it too soon to make a I killed Diana joke? Because I don't know.
I don't know. The Daily Express is going to be very pleased to give us a whole load of publicity for that now.
I'll fucking say it if the Express will give us free press. On that note, listeners,
we're going to instruct our lawyers. But thank you.
We don't have lawyers. We're just raw dogging this legal shit.
Have a wonderful, wonderful festive season. And yes, we will see you very soon in 2024.